Unit 38, that's a 10-1, the TAP 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome back to Running Code, the podcast where you, the listener, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Hello, Melissa. How are you today?
I'm good, Morgan. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you kindly. I'm excited about our guest today. He is very youthful.
He is very youthful. It's almost radiating off. I feel like I'm going to walk away a couple years younger today.
Let's do it.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. You want to introduce yourself to our viewers?
I'm Dante Hobbs, currently with Newport News Police Department, assigned at North Precinct, Watch 2A.
Very good. How long have you been with us?
About a year and a half. About a year and a half.
Ooh, that badge is still wet.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
As that can be.
You still have plastic on
it. I
like
it down a little bit.
It's shiny like that, isn't it? Yeah. So where are you from, Dante?
Originally, I'm from New Jersey, but my parents and I, we left New Jersey when I was younger and moved down to Virginia, where I pretty much grew up in Suffolk for a while, went to Kingsport High School.
Okay.
Yep.
And what brought you over to Newport News from Suffolk?
A lot.
History brought you here.
History brought me here, yeah. Originally, like when I graduated high school, I stayed in Virginia for college. When I got, like during that season of life, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with life. I've always wanted to be in Newport News, or I always wanted to be in law enforcement. Been through many like careers of trying to get in law enforcement. Nothing was like hitting it. And just eventually, like being able to get in Newport News, church brought me to Newport News, honestly. So that's really where, like, what brought me to Hampton, Newport News area. Mm-hmm. And then going through church, met a couple good friends, a good friend, Aaron Watkins, eventually. And then that's what brought me to Newport News and just exploring the city.
So where did you start? Like, where did your career in law enforcement start? What did you do? Who'd you work with?
So my initial career started in corrections. I was a correctional officer for about 3 years at Sussex One State Prison. That is a prison you don't want to be at.
well, I don't think you want to be at any prison. Not a prison, right?
I agree.
Yeah, that was pretty much a jump start of my career. There, I was a canine officer. I was a strike force member, is what we call our TAC team, mm-hmm. And just I was able to elevate like extremely well there. So that's kind of where it jump started. And then I went to Department of Defense after leaving DOD for 3 years. Mm-hmm. I was with Department of Defense for 3 years as well. And then now we're transitioning to Newport News.
Wow.
Yeah.
So why Newport News?
Newport News has a special heart, a special place in my heart, honestly. I met a lot of my good friends here. Aaron Watkins being one of them.
I heard you say that name.
That is my dog. That's my brother.
Was he your recruiting officer?
Yeah. Eventually. It somehow worked us all in all favor. Yeah, he eventually became my recruiting officer. I recently applied to Newport News back in 2017.
Okay.
But I got turned down. So I got turned down by a lot of interviews.
Persistence, but, though, right? Yeah. Like, you won.
Off. Yeah, it paid off, yeah.
Yeah.
So Newport News just has a special place in my heart, mm-hmm. honestly. I love the community, I love the city, and just being able to serve, you know?
And you had some rough patches along the way, I understand.
Yeah.
But you bounced back.
Yeah, I did. So, like, for me, like, becoming a law enforcement officer was not the, like, you know, most people get it, like, sometimes first try, first... Mm-hmm. When I say I got denied by, like, every agency, like, Chesapeake, Suffolk, Petersburg, Richmond, like every single Newport News, every agency, it got me thinking like whether or not this was even the career path I wanted to go down. Mm-hmm. I eventually at one point wanted to do FBI. Like that was like the dream job. I even got denied by them. So I'm just like, God, where are you taking me?
Right.
You know, so it took a little toll. It took a big toll on just my, you know, idea of like, okay, what am I supposed to do? I'll try to do military. That wasn't it. I'm like, what is going on, you know? So, you know, but just the idea of like background story on how Newport News even came back into the picture. I was with DOD police for 3 years. Great job, phenomenal. Like that really was what built my mindset to become a police officer. You know, God positions us in different avenues of life, you know, to get us ready for the next thing he's going to send us to. And so with DOD police, that just prepared me to become a police officer mentally, you know, build a character trait, integrity, just the idea of like, okay, what does a law enforcement officer even embody, you know? And so one day I was at church and I do Liberty Students.
I was gonna say, go ahead, shout out to church. They don't want to hear it.
Liberty Baptist Church. So I do Liberty Students. I teach the word to young teenagers from eighth grade, or I can't do sixth grade. We got sixth, but eighth grade is where I start. Ninth, really, but ninth to 12th grade, so we pretty much just do life with them. And then one day I came in one Sunday, and then me and Aaron just passed. I didn't see him in a while, so so we saw each other. I was like, yo, what's up, bro? We say, what's up? And he's like, first thing he says out of his mouth is like, you need to come to New Purdue. I was like, what? I was like, okay.
Not, you know,
not expecting that at all. The first thing he said, and I was like, all right, God, what you doing? You know, and so that really was just the catapult of I of course prayed about it. All right, Lord, if this is your will, show me the route, you know. And so it just it flourished from there.
And here you are, and we are on a podcast in Newport News, Virginia. And you've graduated from the academy, and you're on the road, and you're doing good stuff. And yeah, here we are. I mean, we never know the path, right?
No.
And obviously, Aaron has a very, very big influence on you and, and your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Aaron has a big influence on a lot of people. I think Melissa will agree. He's probably one of the most genuine people you'll ever meet in your life. And he's done a lot of great things for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So now I think we would be remiss if we did not mention that book that you have in front of you. You are actually an accomplished author.
Yes.
Listen, I'm just going to point out the product placement is absolutely amazing.
I know, right?
If you are nothing, you are resourceful. Tell us about your book.
The book is, it's a testimony. It is a long drawn out testimony that needed to be spoken about for a while. For me as an individual, God has allowed me to go through various trials of life, starting from a teenager all the way up into my young adulthood, into just life in general. The book is called How Badly Do You Want It? Finding Success Throughout Life's Struggles. And for me, struggle was real. First thing that I encountered as a teenager in high school was I lost one of my best friends. She died, just abruptly. It was very unsudden. And so year after year, I was losing a friend that was very close to me. And I was like, God, why am I losing all these people? You know, it's weird. And it just threw me off. And throughout life, it hit me pretty hard, losing friends from, school and then graduating high school. When I graduated high school, I, stayed in Virginia. My family moved to Delaware. And then that's when life really took over. I was homeless for a while. I got kicked out of college, my first school I attended, because when I graduated high school, I graduated with a modified diploma, which isn't a standardized diploma. And I talk about that in the book. While writing the book, they say the most important process, or the most important part about writing the book, is what you become during the process of writing it. And so during the process of writing the book, God just started revealing a lot of things I needed to talk about, whether it was from high school, from, trauma, from homelessness, from a whole bunch of other things. And when I graduated high school and got kicked out of college, I had to go back to high school, to obtain, my standardized diploma. I had to take a test, SOLs, to actually, become a standardized, high school diploma holder. And so it was just, it took a lot for me to, even pride, it took a lot of pride for me to let go of. I'm like, all right, Lord, I'm going back to high school even though I graduated.
Right.
And so.
Imagine, if you don't mind me interrupting, I imagine it humbled you quite a bit.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it probably, in the same regard, you also grew quite a bit.
I grew.
And you are the person you are today because of those stumbling blocks that you had to overcome.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think it's wonderful that you would pay it forward and place it in writing so that others can learn from your unfortunate circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the noble thing to do.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I know that you were kind enough to give me a copy, and for the record, he even signed it, and I read it, and it's good.
I'm just going to assume that that's my copy.
Absolutely.
And that you're going to sign it before you leave
of course,
today.
Okay. Absolutely.
I didn't want to just assume.
Never.
So let me ask you this. Is police work everything you thought it was going to be?
No. No.
Is it more?
It's more, and then it's more, and it's also rewarding. It's a little bit of both, because for me, I've always wanted to be in law enforcement, and so I've always had that heart for service. And so for me, going through corrections, going through DOD, now coming to Newport News, it was like, all right, this is a lot, you know, but it's a challenging, rewarding career that I wouldn't trade for the world.
Right.
You know, I would not trade for the world.
Wow, that's pretty heavy.
Yeah. So 1 year in, 2 years in, where are we at now?
Almost 2 years.
All right. So we're going to stand on business. Yes. And say 25. You're going to do your 25.
Yeah.
So in the next couple, where do you see yourself? What kinds of things you want to get into on the department?
I want to get into HIP. We have a, you know,
high
team,
impact patrol.
High impact patrol. Want to get on that team. Eventually get on SWAT. Become a detective. You know, I don't know what department yet, mm-hmm. but those are my, you know, aspirations at the moment.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So you see yourself doing something in long term, something different.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's amazing where our path takes us in life, yeah. is it not?
Yeah, it is. It really
and you
is.
And I met during the academy.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
and you taught us our writing class, and it was.
I did. How's your report writing going?
It's going really well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I knew when I met you. I knew that you were something special. You know,
thank you.
When we talked about it, and especially after reading your book, I realized, you know, this is a man who's very humble. He wanted this for so long, and he endured so many different. Hurdles that he had to face, but he kept jumping, he kept yeah. hurdling them, and here we are today. So there's a lot of admiration, but there's a lot of stories out there like yeah. that, you know, that people want this job so much, they want to serve others so badly mm-hmm. that they're willing to do whatever it takes to get this job and make the sacrifices that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me this, how much do you enjoy police work?
I enjoy it enough to keep coming back.
That part.
You know, I enjoy it. I'm not going to lie. There are a lot of ups and downs, you know, just like sure. any career. It is ups and downs, and it's good and positive. But I think it's the people you work with that makes the day.
Yeah.
You know, for me, my team is, you know, what keeps me going. Being able to wake up every day and it's like, hey, it's not that I have a job, but I get to go to a job. You know,
right.
I get no, not even a job, a career.
A career. Mm-hmm.
You know, I get to go
a
to
calling.
A career. A calling. It is. Mm-hmm. A police officer, male or female, it is a calling, you know. And since day one, I knew God has called me to something more than just, I know you called me to the book for real,
yeah.
but
right.
it's more than just a career.
Sounds like you answered that call.
Yeah.
So, Dante, with the struggles that you've had to endure and overcome, for those people out there who maybe this is a goal for them as well that are stumbling mm-hmm. and having some issues, mm-hmm. what would you tell them? What would you give them mm-hmm. as far as, you know, how to get to where you are right now?
The first thing I would say is make sure that it's the call that God is giving you. And then secondly, it's how badly do you want it? But don't stop. You know, like you're going to get knocked down like so many times. Like, I got knocked down a lot and I'm still getting knocked down. But like every day you have to choose to get up and say, hey, my career or my future me. For me, I've always used a slogan for myself, like I want to become the best version of myself. And that version of yourself is mentally inside of you. So you have to visually see that next version of you and you're chasing after that person. When I was homeless and I was struggling, I saw the next version of me. And it wasn't, I was in Portsmouth at the time, but it wasn't where I was currently. It's just like, okay, I see this version of me and I'm going to get there no matter what. No one is stopping me. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who I have to fight through. God is for me, so no one can be against me. You know, and so that's what I would say to the person.
Pure determination.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. So, Matt, by the way, we have a new producer, Matt. Matt, you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Yes, I'm Matt Mihalik in the Public Information Office, Senior Communications Specialist.
Congratulations on the position there, Matt.
Let's go.
Well, thank
Let's
you very
go.
Much.
Yeah, right. exactly.
It's good to be sitting at the yeah. big kids table.
Yeah, so, speaking of the big kids table, if we recognize that voice, where do we recognize that voice from?
Where from, Matt?
Where are you from, Matt? What do you do?
I do a little public announcing work here and there for local baseball team, Peninsula Pilots. So
yes.
Some folks may have, you know.
May have heard that.
May have heard
you may have heard.
I think so.
May have heard that voice.
How are we doing on time, Matt? We good?
We're doing well.
All right. Shall we head to the rapid fire questions, or would you still have some time?
We have some time. Maybe we can hear a little bit about what does Officer Hobbs maybe do in his spare time. I know we're very involved with his church, but maybe what are some things Officer Hobbs likes to do when he's not at church or
Hobbs's
hobbies. Or on the job.
Yeah,
there you Hobbs's go. Hobbs's hobbies.
There you go.
Listen,
I like that.
I spit hot fire. Go ahead, Hobbs. What do you like doing on your time?
I like to work out. You know, I like to hang out with friends. I like to cook. I'm a chef in the kitchen.
Oh, are you?
Stand by. Yeah, wow. I'm a chef.
Yeah. Are you? Any favorite dishes you enjoy?
Or
all of them?
All of them.
Come on, no. You don't do that.
Okay,
you got to have
favorite,
a signature.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, interesting.
I love shepherd's pie.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You got your meat, you got your potatoes, yeah, right?
All healthy.
All healthy. Your vegetables and all that good stuff.
A bunch of different things.
So is fitness a big part of your life?
Yes, it is. I work out 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 times a week on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and sometimes Saturday.
Yeah, and you also run, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I love running. I need to tighten up, though. I've been slacking. So.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been slacking. Oh. 2 miles is like, you know, yeah, it's a little tough.
But
right,
you ran during the police academy.
Yes.
You ran a lot.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
We
That's time to taper down a little bit?
A little bit. A little bit,
Yeah.
But we're good. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you said earlier that you mentioned that you work with youth.
Yes.
Do you work with youth also through the police department, or is that something?
Yes. Well, yes and no. So my goal for the youth and the people I encounter, like, I love working with students. I love working with the youth. When it comes to, like, I do outside of Liberty or even in Body with Liberty, me and my friend Josh, we do leadership development and with high school athletes for Grafton football team. And so and the goal for that is to eventually come into the city and, you know, identify those youth who either are coming from broken homes, who desire to work out. You know, we want to take them off the streets, take them out of whatever, and say, hey, this is a gym, let's incorporate God in it and let's work out, let's have a good time, and we feed them and, you know, do all of that.
Well, that's how you get them.
Yeah,
you feed them
pizza. Right.
Pizza, yeah, or Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Or shout out to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, my goodness.
Yeah. Wow. So let me ask you this. Do you have any mentors? And you don't have to mention any names, but do you have any mentors outside of police work that have really been super influential and gotten you in the right direction? I know we talked about Aaron, but other folks?
My friend Josh, my parents, you know, my brothers, they're good influences and mentors for me, even though he's younger, but he's a good mentor.
sometimes it comes from, you know, that's very true.
Like all my brothers, my good friend, Aaron is a really, not, it's another Aaron. It's
right.
A lot of Aarons out here.
Right. Yeah.
He's a really good mentor as well. And just people I look up to, you know, I like to surround myself around positive people and just people who want to, you know, become the best of them.
So you have a very strong support network.
Yes.
In and outside, right?
In
out
and outside.
The police department,
that's
right?
Important, yeah.
So you got a lot of cheerleaders, if you will.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. So Matt, I think we're going to go into the rapid fire questions. Are you okay with that, Don?
Yeah, let's do it.
And Melissa, ladies first.
Listen, it finally works for me. That's okay. Awesome. All right, you ready?
Yes.
First one is iPhone, Android.
iPhone. All day. What you mean?
What you mean?
Come
Are
on.
Are you Android? Are you Android?
I'm
Android.
I am an iPhone person.
I'm an Android.
I'm
oh,
so
my
sorry.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I refuse.
I'm Android.
It's the screen. I don't understand what the screen looks like.
Y'all
it's
can't
weird.
Even do FaceTime.
Yeah.
But that's another story.
We're not even going to go there.
As long as I can hear my voice, it's all right. All right. Question number two. Italian, Mexican, or Asian food?
Ooh, Mexican.
Mexican.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
I love Mexican food. But Italian low-key might be top. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's good for carbs before
it
you
is.
Run.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. You're going to be slowing down quick.
All right.
All of the above.
Okay.
Clearly, I'm not missing meals. So.
All right. Question number three is yours.
All right. Favorite season?
Like season?
Of the year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fall.
Same.
Fall.
Nice one. Fall.
I like dressing in the fall. It's just the attire.
It's the layers.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the color.
Yeah. The humidity is down.
My jacket collection is...
It's all fall?
It's crazy.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Didn't realize you were into fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Although you always look great.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Question number four. Favorite music? Rock, hip-hop, R&B, country, or other?
R&B.
You're a fan of R&B.
Did you hear him drop his voice
and
say that?
Did.
Like, that was very genuine. You know? Very.
Now,
R&B music.
Current R&B, older R&B,
a mix of both. I'm more of like the old school R&B.
Are you? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Same.
Absolutely.
No, because the R&B today isn't like the same.
It's
right. Not. But R&B back in the day, it stands for something. You know?
And it was passionate.
It was very passionate.
All
it was a message.
Love.
You know, it
right?
really
yes.
was.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody was in love.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last one.
Let's do it.
All right. Vacation spot. Beach, mountain, or big city?
Vacation spot. I'm going to go beach.
We got a lot in common.
You know,
here.
I'm going
to
go beach.
We got a lot in common. Yeah. There is no other answer. I'm from Hawaii. There is no other
city
answer.
City wouldn't
it's
feel
beach.
Like a vacation.
Right. Feels
because,
like you're at work.
You know. Mm. It wasn't for like, no, yeah. You?
I mean, I could go to the mountains. I could go to the mountains. And, you know, chill out.
I like
relax,
hiking.
That kind of thing.
Mountains typically come with snow, and you've
I'm okay with the cold, yeah. No. I'm okay with the cold.
As long as I'm, you know, bundled up, I can rock.
You can do it.
I can do it.
Right, maybe do a little snowboarding while you're there. All right, sounds good. So, listen, before we close out, any message for the folks that are listening?
Stay positive.
Love it. Absolutely.
Oh, you want to tell them what it can get you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You know, I'm a humble person. Yeah, so I'm grateful to have written the book. It's such a blessing. You can get my book on Amazon. I did drop a link somewhere. You get it on Amazon. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble Hampton location, along with Newport News coming soon.
Right. Very nice.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much.
It's always good. To see you. You bring a lot of positivity with you everywhere you go, and I'm appreciative for your
thank you so much.
Knowing you, for sure. So listen, Melissa, I think if I'm not mistaken, we are on other platforms. Am I correct? Refresh our memory, Sarah.
Listen, our PIOs have us everywhere. Anywhere you get your podcast, you can find us. YouTube, make sure you like us, and we're so glad you came. Come back and see us again.
Absolutely, and you can do the like thing on the bottom, I think, right?
At the bottom.
At the bottom.
Press the button.
All right. Appreciate everyone for tuning in. Cheers.